today we conclude our coverage of the VidPi seminar, that's the Visually Impaired Data Processors International, from ACB's National Convention in Louisville.
Hello everyone, can you hear me out there?
Yeah.
Very good.
No. You're right in front of me.
My name is Douglas, and I'm with Alpha Access Group. For those of you who aren't familiar, we make the Alpha Braille displays and Outspoken for Windows and the Macintosh environments. We also make an Enlarge, which is a screen magnification for Macintosh. In the interest of time, I'm going to be very brief here. Our newest product, Braille display, is called the Satellite. We have a 44-cell portable version and a 70-cell, which is a desktop model. What makes the Alpha Satellite special are we've added control panels, or control pads. We call the Satellite Keypad. That will allow you to access certain speech functions like reading a label or reading the title bar or reading the status line. And we've also added some machine or PC controls like the up, down, left and right, and tab and shift tab. Combinations of these keys can do things like open your start menu or escape or backspace or even a carriage enter. The reason we added these is to allow the user to keep his or her hands on the Braille display for longer periods of time so that you don't have to take your hand off and reorient your hands to the keyboard to be able to find the tab or the enter or whatever it is. It allows you to be a little bit more productive and a lot more effective and a bit more competitive, especially in the workplace. As we all know, it's pretty competitive. Both the satellites, the 70 cell and the 44 cell, have built-in power supply. That just means that there's no big brick on the end of the power cord anymore. It's just the power cord. Also, they have they're both USB connections. They also have a serial port. As you all know, I'm sure USB is the standard in connections. Well, today anyway. And the portable version has user changeable rechargeable batteries. The user can take the batteries out him or herself. They're 10 AA. If you get about a 13-hour uses on a 3-hour charge. If you should forget to recharge your batteries, it's no problem. Pop those out, and you can throw in some Duracells and use those just as well. Now, about Outspoken, people are always asking me, do they still do Outspoken? Well, the answer is yes, and we are constantly updating it. In fact, we're right now in development of a brand new Outspoken 4, and we just came out with Outspoken 3. The nice thing about Outspoken is that it works out of the box with almost any application out there. It doesn't matter what it is. We're not application specific. We've added a new feature. We call it Active Areas, which essentially you create a rectangle of any size within the screen, and in that rectangle is the active area. You can perform certain functions like reading it and showing it on the Braille display, or bringing the pointer to that spot, or whatever. You have many different triggers and events that you can do in there. That's our answer to so-called scripting, and it's much more productive, and the end user can do it him or herself. You don't need to hire somebody at $100 an hour or $50 an hour to do it for you. Macintosh, we just came out with the Macintosh Operating System 9, so we now work in Operating System 9 for Macintosh. And in all honesty, it's not a perfect solution, but we are working very closely now with Apple because of 508 and government restrictions. They are forced now to make themselves more available to screen readers and access technology.
Does it look like they're really doing it?
I beg your pardon?
Does it look like they're really doing it?
Who's really doing what?
Apple's making it more accessible. I mean, I recently got to try it, and it was like...
Yeah, it is a little tough, yeah, but the thing is that they have to make it accessible. That's all there is to it. There's no choice for them. And because we are the only screen reader that really works in Macintosh, they're working with us. And them working with us is going to make our product better, because as some of the Mac users know, it's not a perfect solution. And the truth is, Macintosh shouldn't really be working at all, because it's been pieced together for years and years. And it for some reason, it still keeps working. We don't really know why, but we're basically going to rewrite the whole program and come out with an X program, or Operating System 10 program, when Apple comes out with 10. We are in booth 41. We're having a giveaway. We're giving away a portable CD player. So drop by, leave us contact information, and we'll do a drawing on Wednesday. and we're booth 41. Come by and see the satellite. Oh, yeah, on the satellite also. If you want to see the 70-cell satellite, I only have a 44-cell here with me. But if you want to see a 70, go to the GW Micro because of their new product with the Braille support. They've got the satellite in their booth. Any questions?
Any additional... Is there going to be any additional updates for the firmware for the Alva, let's say, Model 3?
Did I speak to you yesterday about this?
No.
Somebody else asked. Yes, there is. I believe that there is. But I'm sales. I'm not the tech support man, so I really can't honestly be sure. Anybody else?
Yeah. I actually used one of the very early versions of Outspoken for Windows.
Yes.
And I actually developed repetition strain injury from having to use the mouse entirely. Is that still the case, that you have to use the mouse keys entirely to get an efficient response from Outspoken?
No, and if you're talking about the older version, 2.0, 1.7 or whatever it was, it's an entirely different program. You can use all your PC commands and all your other commands. The only difference is point and click, as you mentioned. You do some navigation with the pointer, but you can use all your normal Windows keys also. If there are any questions, thank you very much for your time. Drop by and see the satellite, booth 41. Thanks.
And now this final word from our sponsor. This is Frank Welty again from the Visually Impaired Data Processors International. We'd like to thank you for coming and joining us this afternoon at our annual microcomputer seminar. You have to admit, it's a great way to get a lot of news from the exhibit hall without getting stepped on.